This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, we learned this weekend, Lee, that both Iran and China have cheated on deals they cut or are cutting with Trump. They're currently cheating.
Somehow I'm not surprised, Tara.
Yeah, no. I mean, do not color me shocked. The IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, came out with a report over the weekend that Iran has hidden nuclear sites. They are pushing toward nuclear weapons. In other words, they have not been straight shooters at all with Trump during these negotiations. The UN's nuclear watchdogs completed an investigation in the Iranian activities, and they're just carrying right on with the development of these weapons in violation of the agreement. They're hiding it, all while they talk to Trump about a new agreement. And this came in the face last week of Trump coming out and saying, oh, hey, you know, to Israel, you know, don't bomb those nuclear sites. No, no, don't do that. I want to cut a deal with Iran. Well, this clearly shows you can't. They'll just ignore the terms of the deal. I mean, there's no deal you can cut. No matter how great the deal is, this is who they are. They have consistently cheated on their agreements on nuclear energy. They're pushing hard for more enrichment on several nuclear weapons. So Trump, once again, switching sides or switching what side he's on. I didn't understand this last week. I was completely confused by it. Trump is the one who said they cannot have a nuke and he's going to bomb the facilities. And then Israel comes forward and goes, no, wait, we'll do it. And Trump goes, no, don't. So I don't know how this is going to affect negotiations. Clearly cutting a deal with these people, again, Lee, no matter how good the deal is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's immaterial. They're not going to stick to it. And most particularly, I've been warning, and I think Israel understands this too, if Democrats take power back, they're going to let Iran violate the deal. They're too busy marching in the street with that in joint protest funded by Iran, and the Democrat Party's donors. They're not going to bring Iran to heel. They love Iran. They're in the process of merging with Iran. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Rasmussen poll, I was surprised this was this high. Likely voters, okay, 57% favor U.S. military action against Iran's nukes. So specifically, we're talking about bombing nuclear sites to take away the weapon. Mm-hmm. Not war with Iran or hurting innocent people or anything like that. Voters overwhelmingly are concerned about Iran's nuclear program. 77% of them, 57% favor U.S. military action against Iran's nukes. So Trump has the support he needs to get this done, both from Israel and also from the American people. They are behind him if he wants to do this. And we are running out of time. This is a very dangerous look. Any country where the Ayatollah is going to put a fatwa that is a death sentence on Donald Trump and everyone around him on his X feed and then attempt to carry it out by sending two, not one, but two assassins. We have both of them in custody. There may have been a third one. Is a problem. That country getting nuclear weapons is a disaster. So, and never mind the fact that the Iranian military's plans to detonate a nuke over America so as to take out parts of our grid also leaked from the Iranian military. So we know what they'd like to do with it. I mean, letting them have it is madness. So I'm thrilled the American people see that.
I just hope that if this has to be done, which is most likely that it will have to be done, that folks are ready for the political repercussions.
How so? What do you mean?
I just mean be ready to accept the international criticism, the stuff that's going to happen from Iranian supporters afterwards. So just, I mean, I'm not arguing against it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, as you well know, there are consequences for any type of, you know, political or military action that we take one way or another. And taking no action, there's political responses to that too.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty, and that's the thing, the political consequences of taking no action are they are developing this nuke, they are hiding it, they are moving toward it. That is indisputable. So if you can live with a nuclear Iran, great. You know, that, look, here's the thing.
When living with a nuclear Iran is a oxymoron.
I know.
you're not going to live.
Not going to live. I know. So, I mean, look, you're looking at this whole thing. It's going to be interesting to see what Trump does or does not do. Look, Iran has absolutely point blank attacked Israel. They have every right to take out these facilities. Right. This is in response to acts of war by Iran, including by Hezbollah, by Hamas. Right. And then, of course, as you said last week, the direct bombing. By Iran of Israel for the first time. They have every right to do this. Yep. So me, I say we step out of their way if they have the ability to do this. I think they do, or they wouldn't want to be doing it. I mean, the way that it was put last week wasn't Netanyahu asking Trump to do it or asking for Trump's help. It was Netanyahu saying, I want to do this, and Trump telling him no. Let him do it. Just let him do it. We don't need to do everything. Let them do it. Let them take it out. If they need any kinds of help, give it to them. But let them do it. This is their fight, their war. They are completely morally justified at this point. They'll be doing the world a favor. Iran does not need nukes.
No question. I mean, and that's the fear from that is if they're allowed to do that, then you have an escalation because then you have the Arab nations, which are, you know, enemies of Iran from a, you know, theological and ideological standpoint. Then they are going to want their nuclear weapons too.
Yep. And they'll see it as we need them. Yes. And you don't know who takes over some of those countries. Yeah. Very, very scary. And look, the IAEA report said member states, this was on Saturday, said Iran's stock of uranium enriched up to 60% purity, close to the roughly 90% weapons grade, has grown by roughly half, and that they are the only non-nuclear country, as in country that doesn't have nukes, that has enriched at that level. I mean, it's very obvious what they're doing. They're hiding it in violation of the agreement. Take it out.
What disturbs me is I heard a report last week that we still have U.S. intelligence denying that they're at that level, but yet we have European and Israeli intelligence telling us, oh, yes, they are. And it's like, when you look at the evidence, when you look at the satellite imagery, things that are out there, the information that, you know, the British and the Germans and the Israelis have put out there, it's just hard to understand why the U.S. intelligence agencies are still downplaying the certainty.
Because they're Democrats. They're loaded with Democrats. And Iran is merging with the Democrat Party. They've got a great quid pro quo going. I mean, Biden sends them over $200 billion between actual cash and sanctions relief. And then they funnel it back into the violent Democrat street marches.
This is another example of why there needs to be a complete purge of upper, middle, and lower level management within all federal agencies, whether it is environment, defense, agriculture, whatever. You know, it's one thing to have Cash Patel and Dan Bongino at the FBI, but we've got to weed out the rest of the liberal progressive Marxists that are in there.
Yeah. Before it's too late.
Yeah.
And not getting it done in this term is too late.
We
need to start at the top, work our way at least to middle management, if not below.
I wonder what a world this would be if Trump had had this level of focus in the first term with regard to appointments and, cutting budgets, doing the things that he says he's trying to do, even though he's having to negotiate with Rhino Republicans to get things done kick things down the road, as unfortunately it looks like it was done in this last budget.
Boy, he really took the red pill, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. So going to be interesting to see what happens on Iran, especially after, Trump has given them a lot of rope in the last week or two. Hey, maybe we can do a deal. Maybe we don't have to blow up your nuke facilities. And then he finds out they've been cheating the whole time, going behind his back, building a nuke. Yeah. Going to be interesting to see how that works out. Well, folks, Doge and Elon Musk officially broke up, but unofficially, they're still tearing through the government in ways that are fantastic. Whenever that
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up.
Let's be crystal clear what this was. This was a public burning of Jews and their supporters on American soil. We use the phrase terror attack. That can mean a lot of things. We need to be crystal clear and specific as to ultimately what happened. And of course, this comes right after the execution of those two Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. How do we stop this escalation of terror now before it becomes something bigger?
Look, the violent left is here. It's every week now. And it's coming right out of our colleges. That is why Trump is right to expend so much political capital, and Marco Rubio as well, our Secretary of State, canceling these visas. This is where this is coming from. This is Rebecca Heinrichs. She's with the Hudson Institute.
Incitement. It's anti-Semitic, genocidal incitement. And so I think these college campuses cannot continue to normalize it. Jewish students must feel safe in this country to walk. Non-Jewish students, I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe it's every Christian's responsibility to be very doggedly defensive of our Jewish neighbors, to make sure that this does not continue to grow. Because this is the kind of thing, anti-Semitism grows across societies if it is not stigmatized and stopped. And so I really think it's a duty of all of us to do that, in addition to the national security things our government can do, like make sure that those who hate this country are not allowed to be in this country, and those who are here need to be deported if they're here illegally.
Yeah, and look, this was the Biden administration. This guy comes in on a visa, overstays it, so he's an illegal immigrant, is rewarded with a work permit. That was the Biden administration. And folks, look, I dug up a lot of these over the weekend from Joe Biden. Because Jake Tapper, by the way, we're going to talk about this coming up. Fake Tapper is out there claiming that the Democrats did not mean to open the border. It was just Joe Biden was confused. No, we're going to debunk that one. How do we end up with an anti-Semitic terrorist like this guy in the country who thinks it'll be a cool idea to create his own flamethrower with which to set Jewish grandmas and children, yes, there were children in the group, on fire? How did that happen? Let's remember what Joe said.
By the way, nobody, and some of you are going to get mad at me with this, but nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days until we get through the point that we find out the only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country.
Yeah, you've got jihadist sympathies, you've overstayed your visa, and yeah, have you committed a felony yet? No, okay. Torched any Jews yet? No, okay, cool, then you can stay. It'll be fine. Folks, I gotta wonder, have the Democrats, is any word if the Democrats are en route to Boulder yet to fight against his deportation? And all they've got is, don't speak of it. Do not speak of it. Here's Andrew McCabe, former assistant director of the FBI, Democrat, saying, no, we shall not speak. He was screaming anti-Jewish, anti-Israel epithets, free Palestine, and Zionist, pretty clear, but not to the former FBI director who wants FBI-ing.
That's what the FBI does. We don't step in and take over and draw conclusions 5 minutes after the attack about what happened. We reach out to the local authorities, we provide people, and we offer assistance in any way that we can. The Bureau is there to help the first responders. Mm.
So we are burning Jewish children alive in Boulder. That's what we're doing. Guy's name was Mohammed Solomon, illegal immigrant, of course, came in 2022 during the Biden regime, overstayed his visa, was rewarded for it because he is a future potential Democrat voter, ergo laws don't apply to him. Egyptian national, pro-jihadist views, very prominent on the social media, in the U.S. illegally as a visa overstay. He's rewarded with a work permit. Even that expired. So again, Joe Biden's legacy, burnt children. Just this week, it'll be something next week. The anti-Semitism, folks, in this country is out of control. It is. And you know what part of what drives it? And Fox News was guilty of this last week, too. This lie about the Israelis gunning down 31 people in Gaza didn't happen. Even the aid organization that we pay to drop off this food said, no, we were there. I mean, we're on the street. It did not happen. It didn't matter. Mainstream media reported it. Fox News reported it. Why? Because the terrorists said it happened. They've got to stop doing this. The government of Gaza is Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror organization. They happen to be elected by the people of Gaza. After the Israelis gifted them Gaza, said, here, take the land, have it. They're still so fueled with rage and violence, they elected a terror group and attacked Israel in payback for giving them the land. That terror group is who produces these death stats and these silly stories. And then the media here acts like Hamas is a legitimate government instead of a U.S.-designated terror org, and they report whatever the government says. They can't check it. Fill in the blank here. How many people did Israel kill? I don't know. It's a big lie. Rebecca Heinrichs addressed that too.
The things that he was shouting right before he took action to kill these innocent elderly people, it's the same kind of thing that you hear on college campuses across the country. Globalize the Intifada. I mean, and this came on the heels, by the way, of what I believe really is a blood libel, where you had the media erroneously reporting that the Israelis were shooting on innocent civilians at a humanitarian checkpoint to get food. And so if you have false reporting that makes it seem as though the Israelis are the ones shooting on innocent people, of course, you should expect to have an incitement of violence when you can see these protests across the country from college campuses and abroad. So it's a tinderbox.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, the Washington Post was still running the lie that 31 people were killed in southern Gaza. Didn't happen. It's fake. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it sounds good. Foments hate. They're the left. This is what they love. And off you go. Texture rates, no. A felony? Yes. Well, I know. That was the Joe Biden position. By the way, folks, coming up on the show, we're now finding out over the weekend why Fake Tapper was allowed to write that book. And it wasn't just so he could profit, although that's part of it. It's the beginning of the rewriting of the Democrat Party's history. They're going to try to sell the American people the idea that their administration, that last Democrat administration, Biden's administration, it would have been just like Trump's, really. Except Joe is just kind of senile. He did not mean to open the border, you see. He was confused, and it will never happen again if you elect him. No. And all the bad things that happened that seemed to be sort of like, you know, American hatred and destroying the economy. That was just Joe being confused. Don't worry, though. We'll do a much better job next time because we're just like Trump. I'll explain coming up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, Fake Tapper is running around telling everybody that he got it wrong on Joe Biden, but he wants to get it right now. How's this working out for CNN and Fake Tapper? Not so good. They've lost 25% of their audience in a month. Good job. That's what happens when you run around the country telling your audience, we got it totally wrong. We hoaxed y'all, morons. I mean, buy my book. This is fascinating, folks. Don't miss this moment, okay? Because there's a reason Fake Tapper is allowed to tell the truth right now. To understand it, you got to go back and look at this. Journalist Olivia Nuzzi had the rollout of her new show, Killed by Bloomberg, in punishment for telling the truth. This is what happens to you as a left-wing journalist if you tell the truth. They will wreck you. The New York Magazine reporter was the target of an online campaign by Democrats after she wrote, no, sorry, told the truth. There, I fixed it. About efforts by Democrats to conceal Joe Biden's deteriorating condition in a July article called The Conspiracy of Silence to Protect Joe Biden. And she wrote about how those around him were running the show, and he wasn't. Now, this was after the debate, okay? But you were still not allowed to say true things. Not on the left. Semaphore reports that Bloomberg had planned a splashy rollout for Nuzzi's show, Working Capital, but abruptly canceled them after the article came out and Democrats demanded her firing for, of course, telling the truth, which you never do if you're in the Democrat media. I'm starting to think with a 25% decline in Tapper's show, by the way, the lowest ratings in 15 years for him this month, since he started promoting that book, I'm starting to think that, you know what? There's got to be something else going on here. And guess what? We found out what it was over the weekend. Why would Olivia Nuzzi be destroyed less than a year ago after the debates? Everybody knew Joe was senile by then, okay? Why would she be destroyed by saying what Fake Tapper is writing now, but Fake Tapper is being promoted? And even though it has caused a 25% decline in his ratings, a 15-year low, that's okay. What's going on here? Why are they doing this? And then it became clear. They're trying out the talking points, i.e. lies, for 2018. Oh, us, open borders? No, there's no open borders policy in the Democrat Party. It was just Joe Biden was so confused.
One of the things we discovered when we did this book, Original Sin, me and Alex Thompson, is there's a senator, Senator Bennett from Colorado, who went to an event in June 2024 where Biden seemed non-functioning, and he left that event, and this is in the book, thinking this is why our border policy, our immigration policy is such a mess. This guy can't manage the portfolio. There are competing groups within the administration, and he's not engaged for whatever reason, and that's why this policy is such a mess. And I know that the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, he thought there was going to be an order early on in the Biden years. Shutting down the border or at least providing more security. And the order never came. So people talk about what are the repercussions of Biden not being what we expect a president to be just in terms of functioning 100% of the time. This is one of those things. So I think calling it a policy might.
There we go. That's it. That's why this is being allowed. That's why a 25% decline in CNN's ratings is being allowed. He is testing the lies for 2028. Folks, have I not warned you they would do this? This is why I scream at Fox News hosts for the last few years. Stop lying. Stop lying and saying that our border is open because Joe Biden's incompetent. Stop it. That's a lie. It's lazy journalism, and it is a lie. And I would hear, because I listen to talk radio all over the country every day, I would hear talkers lying too. Well, Joe Biden screwed up the border. He's incompetent. No, he's not. He had a spectacularly competent presidency. He got more destruction done in 4 years than Barack Obama did in 8. It was all deliberate. No, it was just that Joe was confused. See, Democrats don't want open borders either. It was all an accident. And if you elect us, we never will sell off the border wall again for pennies on the dollar to keep it from being erected. I mean, we never will ever open the borders again, because Joe never meant to open the border. He did it. Or did he? Tell us again, Joe, because this was when he was running. What will you do if you're elected?
What I would do as president, uh-huh. I would in fact make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Okay. That's pretty definitive. Will anybody be deported, really, or you just let all the illegals stay?
By the way, nobody, and some of you are going to get mad at me with this, but nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days, until we get through the point that we find out the only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country. Lastly.
Yeah, he was just confused. Sounds very confused there when he's running. See how fake Tapper is lying to you now? That's why he's being allowed to tell the truth about the lies they told in the past. It's to set up the big lie for 2028. We're not open borders party. It's just you're confused. We're all confused. By the way, here's Biden. There's protesters demanding, this is on the campaign trail, 2020, that he abolish ICE.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
Okay, so like, how about the wall, though? Was that an accident? You know, the part where we sold off millions of dollars a wall for pennies on the dollar so it couldn't be erected? Was that a...
Trump campaigned on build that wall. Are you willing to tear that wall down?
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
Seems pretty definitive to me. Let's see. What has always been Joe Biden's position on if he was elected? This was... he's talking about explaining to his friend, Chairman Xi, about how we need an unrelenting stream of illegal immigrants.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Okay, and you're going to do this how again?
What I would do as president, I would in fact make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people.
Yeah, you're not going to hear any of this from fake Tapper, who's literally lying to get you to buy his book. Now, what did Joe Biden say after this deliberate mass migration of illegal immigrant voters, future voters? This is him, remember, down in Mexico, taking credit. He's so proud of opening the border.
This has been the greatest migration in all human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
Does he sound confused to you? Good. No, he's not. Oh, and here's Joe, once he was president, inviting once he was elected anyway, inviting illegals to surge the border.
I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Surge them.
Where a nation says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So that is why Fake Tapper has been allowed to tell the truth, even though it's costing CNN a 25% ratings drop. They have got to get the sheeple in the mindset of they're really like Trump on the border so they can get elected again and reopen it again. And then I guess pretend it was an accident again, because that's what they do. And then what? Fake Tapper will write a book 8 years later claiming it was all an accident again? See, what really happened was that Joe Biden, you see, was executed in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then Biden clones and doubles and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are what you now see. But they said the real Joe Biden is dead and buried. He's gone. Said some guy on Truth Social with almost no following. President reposted him, along with a whole bunch of hashtags. Here's what it said. There is no Joe Biden. He was executed in 2020. Clones and doubles are what you see. And then Democrats don't know the difference. Of course, the media went wild. It was a top 10 story over the weekend. Trump's crazy. He thinks Joe Biden's a clone. He's not a clone. Dictator, he's losing it. Folks, Trump is trolling them and they don't even get it. So he made them do this story over the weekend, along with Democrats don't know that he is mocking them and they are reporting it with a straight face. Oh my God, died laughing. Yeah, of course he's not serious. He knew he'd get this reaction. But folks, in all seriousness, would it have been any different if Joe Biden was executed in 2020? And I'm sorry, how did he say? Clones, doubles, and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are what you see. Would it be any different? Not really. And Hunter and Jill were running the whole mess and the staff were answering to them. I mean, you know, they worked for the Chinese, you could tell, and that was how it went. Anyway, Trump got them to talk about this. Always still trending in the top 10. God, I love it. Okay. All right. Texture rates. I guess now Tapper can write a book about anti-Semitism and how Biden White House hid that from the press, too. Texture rates. If CCP Joe was incapable as president, his auto pen surrogates should be prosecuted and the propaganda media enablers dismantled. Oh, my. Okay. Meanwhile, going to get into this coming up. Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal, everybody buzzing over this weekend, in what could be an illegal violation of the Logan Act, if Trump didn't know about it. But if Trump did know about it, it would kind of be a coup, like of a good kind. Went and met with Zelensky in Ukraine, and then for the first time backed Trump's tariff policy and doubled down on it with an even more radical tariff policy, which they then claimed 82 senators backed. We got to unpack all of this. It's going to be very interesting. Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.